Good afternoon, and welcome to Born on the 4th of July, right here on RBN. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and it's always a pleasure to spend time with you, the listening audience, far and wide across America, across the world. Good afternoon to you. I'm hoping some things in your life are going your way. We have a great show lined up for you, a great American, a scientist, someone who does his homework, prepares and presents videos and documentation for our survival. How are you today, Dr. Michael Kaufman?
I am doing very well. It's a bright, beautiful day here, but it's only about 66 degrees. So fall has set in about a month early here in Maine.
I'll be darned. And, of course, maybe Maine is making the news because they are so avant-garde, so to speak, in the pandemic story. Seems like you have an emergency, a civil emergency of some sort. You've had a drill in regard to pandemic and the fact that there would not be enough vaccine at a school there in Maine. So we've been watching what's going on, at least from that level.
Yeah, it's one of the things that it is, I guess, concerning here is that we do not have the vaccine that's necessary, as well as the rehearsals that they're doing just to try to get the bugs worked out of what happens when you start having some major shutdowns and so forth, which is not necessarily a bad idea, but it's just one of those things where you have to shake your head and wonder, really, is it all necessary?
I would say that from a perspective, watching that, it's amazing to me. It seemed like they did all of this and all of the cost involved, and not to say that it isn't important if one person dies, but the numbers just don't seem to jibe with the activity that's being proposed worldwide. I always go back to malaria and tuberculosis and a few things like that in the numbers, in the millions, and then look to what's happening with this pandemic of the swine flu scheduled for this fall and the numbers there. But there's a lot of things to talk about. I would like to explain to the listener firsthand, if you haven't heard Dr. Michael Kaufman before, has many issues, and he's a gentleman who studied forestry and biology and forest science, a PhD, has served in many different capacities, and certainly he's an executive director of Sovereignty International. He's aware of the activities of the United Nations in many aspects of their efforts. And you're also someone who looks upon global change or global climate change or global warming. You have attended many of these international groupings. So we, with that introduction, a reminder that we'll have a break here shortly. We have Dr. Michael Kaufman on today to tell us, as listeners, what's on his mind, his perspective of this administration and or the global climate legislation, and anything else he'd like to help us with. So the mic is yours, and like I say, there will be a break here shortly.
Okay, well, let's just get started. I have a PhD in ecosystems analysis and climate change. Was involved in a multi-million dollar research effort back in the 1990s when I began to realize that it's a fraud. There was just no science at that time to convince me that man was causing global warming, and there's even less now. In fact, there is no empirical evidence. In other words, that is cause and effect evidence that man is causing global warming. There is overwhelming evidence that man is not causing global warming, and the fact that it's a natural part, these are part of natural cycles. We have
gone
through.
Go to break here. We'll pick it up then.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. you need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-790-6293. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, or you get your money back. 1-800-790-6293. That's 1-800-790-6293.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, Dr. Michael Kaufman. So you're saying that good old humans aren't causing global warming?
If we are, it's a minor effect. It's one of those things where you can never rule it totally out, but there is overwhelming evidence. The only thing that the man-caused warming theorists have going for them at this particular point in time are all the climate models. There's about 20 of them. And every one of those climate models are based on assumptions that have been proven false the last couple of years. I can get into it technically if you want to be, but I'd probably glaze over the eyes of most of your listeners. It's one of those things where they assume that certain things are going to happen, like there's going to be more storms are going to have more cirrus clouds. Cirrus clouds trap the heat. Low elevation clouds reflect the heat. We don't get as much heating with those. And the basic assumption is that because the heat, more heat is trapped with the cirrus clouds, that in itself is going to cause the warming. Not the carbon dioxide itself, but the high cirrus clouds. But it's not happening. There is no evidence that there's more cirrus clouds. The actual measurements, temperature measurements over the last 50 years do not support the global warming models at all. I mean, they're not even close. And as a consequence, what we're seeing basically is that those models are incorrect. It's not that the people themselves, the modelers themselves are dumb or are trying to be conspiracy, but they've been given, they're modelers, they're mathematicians. They've been given the information from the geologists and the physicists and so forth that this is what's supposed to happen. And so that's how they build their equations and so forth for these models. Well, it turns out those equations are wrong. The whole presumption that certain things are going to happen in the way that these climatologists believe they're going to happen if man is causing it, it's just not showing that it's the case at all. It's just totally 180 degrees from what the actual events over the last 50 years have shown. So what we're seeing now is a massive, massive migration of the scientific community from the man-caused theory basis to the natural variation basis. We're seeing scientists abandon the man-caused by the droves and accepting the fact that it's probably, well, it's got to be natural. It's not probably about it. It's got to be natural. And there's very few scientists that I'm aware of, except the diehards, the ones that are getting these multi-million-dollar grants and so forth, that they have to have. It has to depend on the man-caused theory to continue to get these grants. There's only ones basically that are left that are saying that man is causing global warming. And it's really a travesty because once the American people realize they have been lied to, and that's all you can do say is they've been lied to by the scientific community and by the politicians, people are not going to believe scientists at all anymore. And that's really unfortunate because if you truly follow the scientific method, science can really be beneficial and not get it politicized. And the whole climate change issue has been horribly politicized over the last 10 or 15 years.
Now, it seems like there's a lot of information looking on the Internet and so forth, backing up exactly what you're saying. A lot of articles are available. There's a little bit of a distancing from the procedures in the past. Also, what do you think is going to happen? Wasn't there something scheduled? Is it in Copenhagen in December?
Yes.
I could have it wrong. But
no, you have it correct.
A great moment. Okay.
Right. And that's another thing that we need to be watching. Not that I think anything is going to come out, but Kyoto is a dead issue. There was a Kyoto Protocol that was established in 1997 that has been pushed as the salvation of planet Earth for so long is dead. President Bush basically killed it during his tenure. And, in fact, even those countries like Europe that have signed on to the Kyoto Protocol, they've actually gone the other way. The United States has actually improved its emissions of carbon dioxide. We did not sign on to the Kyoto Protocol. Almost all the European nations did sign on to the Kyoto Protocol, and their carbon dioxide levels, emissions, are continuing to escalate. So it's ironic that those who wanted the United States to join and have joined themselves under the Kyoto Protocol didn't even follow what they signed on to do. And now they want to push a new protocol that was supposed to come out in Copenhagen in December of this year. However, it looks almost like that's going to be a dead issue before they even get there because two nations, well, actually three, have signed, basically said they are not going to support it. And without those nations, we might as well not bother there because they're going to be the biggest polluters in the future, and that's India and China and also Russia. But Russia is small potatoes compared to those two. Right now, China is the biggest polluter in the world of carbon emissions and really just outright raw pollution. They have brown clouds over China that we still get here in the United States that drift over the Pacific and over the poles. But India and China have refused. They're adamant that they will not sign on to this. The only exception might be if the United States and Europe give them billions of dollars a year in a form of subsidy. In fact, 2 weeks ago, Africa, the African states demanded $300 billion a year to get their approval to sign on to the this new Copenhagen Protocol, whatever it turns out to be. If they don't get it, they're not going to sign on to it. And I can't blame them. When you look at most of your African or third world nations, just look at third world nations in general. The only way that they can improve their people is to use more energy. And the only energy that's available that is inexpensive is fossil fuel energy. The so-called wind farms and solar farms, they're horribly expensive, double the price of oil and coal. So what we're seeing here is the demand by the African third world nations that really do want to improve their economies and help their people, saying we're not going to sign on to this either unless you give us $300 billion a year to help us do this so it doesn't punish our people. And the other side of that issue, this is a very interesting thing that most people don't realize. The way the House bill was passed in June is written is that our our companies here in the United States can continue to operate and pollute by buying carbon credits from third world nations that are not using all the carbon that they could potentially use. So what you're seeing here is the effort on the first world nations, i.e. the United States, Europe, and others, that to actually is called economic imperialism. We're taking the right of the third world nations to develop their economies by emitting more carbon dioxide. We're actually denying them that ability because we're going to be using those carbon credits for our own manufacturing. It's the most insane, the most outrageous, the most immoral system I have ever seen.
It's breathtaking in its stupidity, in my book. It is no care. They indicate no care, conscience, or concern over the CO2 pollution, so-called. They're just suggesting we've created some system that you can pay to pollute. And that's
right.
As crazy as anything I can imagine. Now, we have our leader, President Obama, saying there's no question. This is the science. This is the truth. And this is a closed story. We've got it all figured out. Do you think he will get more pressure? Will he try to put this through the Senate? What's going to happen, do you think?
He will push this through the Senate, or he'll try to push it through the Senate. The one thing that we have going for us at this particular point in time is the health care plan, and I think all of us would agree that we have serious we need to have health reform. I don't think there's anybody who denies that. We cannot continue to let things go the way they've been going. But the health care plan that's being proposed in Congress and in the Senate is not what we need. It just gives more power to the federal government. And what last thing we need right now is to give the federal government more power. And therefore, I think it's going to be a long, drawn-out process. We've heard that we're going to have a wrap-up on the committees and so forth in 2 weeks, and then it's going to go to the floor. But I think, and most of the pundits basically support this, that it'll be November, maybe even after Thanksgiving, before that ever is passed. And in the meantime, we're hoping that they do not even try to consider the cap-and-trade legislation in the Senate. Now, it's already passed in the House. It's the worst possible bill you could possibly imagine. The liberals don't like it. The conservatives don't like it. And the reason why is that it doesn't go far enough for the liberals, and it goes way too far for the conservatives. Let me just give you some examples of what the Senate might do based on what the House has already done. Already it's projected that it's going to cost every American family of four $5,000 right off the top by 2030. That's what it's going to cost you. Now, that's actually probably very conservative because you don't have any unintended consequences factored into that. When you start making the cost of energy extremely expensive, as it's going to become, what you find is that not only do you have higher fuel bills and so forth for yourself, but the farmers have higher costs that they have to pass along. Every manufacturer has higher costs that they have to pass along. And the consumer eventually can't afford all of this, and he stops buying certain things, which then puts companies out of business and throws our economy into a greater recession or perhaps even a depression on top of what we have already. And what we're seeing here is unintended consequences that it could have a ripple effect through our economy that's going to be much, much, much worse than $5,000 a year. It could be having already Spain. Now, let's just use Spain as an example. They've been doing this for over 10 years. Exactly what Obama is pushing right now. And right now, they have a 20% unemployment rate, and it's costing them two jobs for every green job that's created. It's costing them hundreds of billions of dollars. Now, the Spanish economy, of course, is nothing like the U.S. economy, so you can translate it into trillions of dollars. In fact, the Heritage Foundation has estimated that by 2030, it's going to be in the neighborhood of $10 trillion that's going to come out of our economy to fund this really ridiculous.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. Dr. Kaufman, you're talking about some of the costs. Did the Democrats, the Republicans, anybody who signed on to this bill in the House, were they not warned by the president that it would be costly? Did they just ignore the costs of turning away from a fossil fuel or coal? And, of course, we have the president saying that he would see to it that the coal manufacturers, the mines, and so forth would be very costly, and he would see to it that they could maybe function, but it would cost so much that maybe they would choose not to, in so many words, his statement.
Yes, in fact, he has said that many times, that he's going to put the coal industry out of business. We have a 400 to 500 year supply of coal in the United States, the largest really in the world, and here we're trying to basically deny the use of one of our biggest forms of energy that could make us energy security for an unproven technology in wind and solar power, that the technology just does not exist right now. I want to emphasize that point. does not exist. I'll get back to that in a moment because I know some of you are probably having a question. Yeah, but I've seen these wind farms. I've seen these solar farms. They're out there and they're working. Okay, I agree, but we're going to get back to that in a minute. They're not really working that well. Now, what I'm concerned about is the fact that Obama has already said several times over the last 9 or 10 months that his energy plan is going to cause, and his words, energy or electrical prices to skyrocket. Now, those are his words, not mine. Now, I say the same thing, but he's saying it too. Now, what does this mean to you and why? Well, the Heritage Foundation estimates that the cost of electricity is going to go up by $1,200 per family before very long. Now, it won't happen immediately because Congress, at least the House version of this, Congress has basically made this neutral for the first 5 to 10 years, so you're not going to see a whole lot of things going on until these idiots retire and no longer held accountable for what they have done. Once they have basically retired and the penalties really start to accumulate within a few years, you're going to pay $1,200 a year just in increased fuel costs, power costs. And then what happens is that has a negative effect across, a ripple effect across the economy. If you're paying $1,200 to your utility company, $1,200, that isn't really necessary. Understand that. We don't have to do this. That's something that we're being forced to do. We're being forced to ration energy. And we're spending $1,200 a family to do that. That means you can't buy that refrigerator. You can't buy that television. You'll have to wait a few more years to buy that automobile. You know, the list is endless, which has a tremendous dampening effect on the economy. Now, that's all been taken into effect or into account by some of these Heritage calculations. And they just basically say that it's going to cost trillions and trillions of dollars. That's going down, right down a rat hole. And I mean really a rat hole, because it's not necessary, especially when you understand that the whole climate change phenomenon, hysteria, has no basis in science, has no basis in science. What is happening in that particular case is that it is a political agenda that is designed to draw more power to the U.S. government, because if this thing passes, what happens is that there's no longer a free market in the United States. There's no, it's gone. The free market system is gone. It's controlled by the federal government, and you know how well the federal government runs business. It'll run us right into the ground, because it's politically motivated, not cost effectiveness motivated. And as a consequence, it's going to be far worse than I'm even telling you, because we can't project how bad it's going to be. We know that if certain things do happen, this will happen. If other things happen, that will happen. But we don't know the cumulative effect, and we certainly don't know what's going to go on in a bureaucrat's mind 10 years from now, as he's saying, well, the coal industry now has a 50% tax on everything that they sell, because it's causing this carbon release, this carbon dioxide emissions, and so forth. We don't know what's going to happen there, because that'll be wide open in the future, and it's going to be a bureaucratic utopia, because it'll mean bureaucrats will have unbelievable power. And this is already happening in Europe, where they have been imposing this for at least 4 years now. They have unbelievable power, and with power comes corruption. It's unaccountable. We don't know what's going on, and as a consequence, it's going to be one of the most easily corruptible systems that we have on the planet. It's already happening in Europe. And as I said, go ahead.
I was just going to draw a parallel to the financial debacle, or the debacle that we have just experienced. We have seen, in my estimation, I'll speak for myself, no accountability. I can't quite put my finger on the exact happening or what happened, who took off with the money. We'll be right back, and we'll continue there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. And as we went to break, I was just trying to maybe show a parallel, at least in my thinking, of what happened with our financial, explosion, disintegration right before our eyes, stealth, a coup d'etat. I know the name of Paul Volcker. I know Robert Rubin, former Secretary of Treasury, and also then now an official with Goldman Sachs. He is always there in the picture, very powerful. We know about Timothy Geithner. We know the name of Bernanke. So we're familiar with these fellows, but we don't have any structure as to understanding, I'm speaking for myself, as to where, how, and what has happened to these trillions of dollars. We still don't know that. Now we're being asked to determine carbon credits for corporations or for functioning businesses or for individuals, and who will the board be to determine how this is all going to work? And if indeed we need to buy carbon credits from China in order to build a certain plant or entity of business, then we can buy from them the third world countries that aren't in the first annex or whatever they spelled out in Kyoto. It's interesting because my first radio show was on Kyoto in the year 1997. I was trying to wrap my mind around the Kyoto Protocol. And so there is sort of an affinity for this issue because it was my launch pad as a topic, so to speak. So here we go now. Who's going to be the oversight of a carbon credit board or corporation? And the people in Congress, ladies and gentlemen, have to look upon these kind of structures, try to understand them, put dollars together with the structures, the creation thereof, and then pass the bill. They cannot get off easily on this vote for this kind of legislation. And now it's going to go to the Senate. What do you recommend? Do you see this being as like the financial story? We would never be able to connect with the true information that one would need, would we?
No, it's very difficult. And you're right. It does open up Pandora's box because the derivatives market, it opens it up to the derivatives market, which is basically what sunk the housing market. I mean, there were a number of things going on in the housing market, just not that. But it gets lost in all of this derivatives and so forth, combining and all the rest that goes along with it. And it could set us up for another. And if you think the housing market was better, wait till you hit cap and trade, because there you're talking about billions of dollars just almost every day. It adds up to trillions of dollars very quickly. And if that goes bust, boy, watch out, because it won't be something that we can recover from. Anytime, I don't know if we could ever recover from it, but it's one we would be reeling for decades. And it's just a boondoggle that is insane. There is no way that you can rationally, sanely look at this and say this is a good idea. At every single turn, it's bad. It's horribly bad. And as bad as a health care plan, as currently the public version and so forth, is currently structured or suggested, it hasn't really been structured yet. It's nothing compared to this cap and trade. This cap and trade is the most dangerous, absolutely the most dangerous, the most expensive bill the Congress has ever considered and tried to pass in the history of the United States. It outstrips everything by a factor of 8 at least.
The outcome in a very short while could certainly be that the United States of America would join with a third world status and a description of America for 2009, 10, and in the future, America descending into a third world country almost overnight. It is a vehicle that could be so damaging that the first breath you took, you would think, oh, my goodness, and then there might not be any further breath to take. It's that serious, ladies and gentlemen. We do have an opportunity to talk to our senators, talk to our local legislators, at least let them know your opinions and your serious approach to this issue. Don't you enjoy, Dr. Kaufman, the ads on television that would tell you to be green? And also, I wanted to ask you about the green jobs czar and his now resigning from the special group of shadow government, the advisors to the president. In addition to having a cabinet level, we now have a president that has about 30 plus advisors on very important issues. And if anybody understands the structure, you would say that he would get their ear first or them get his ear first before the cabinet. Your comment on that, please.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the biggest things that I think has everyone concerned is the fact that you have these various cabinet officials. You remember back when he was appointing these cabinet officials even before he took office? They were somewhat reasonable people. I mean, they're bad news as far as I'm concerned, but at least they're not outrageous, most of them. Now, and those were confirmed very fast and so forth, and then they start putting in these czars or these special advisors that are so ultra-liberal that they're right off the map. I mean, they're just horrifying. And Van Jones, who I'll talk about in a moment, is one of those that the Green Czar. They're just outrageously liberal and anti-human, and you name it. And they're the ones, And they're the ones that do not have to be confirmed by the Senate. They're the ones that can have the ear of the President Obama, and he can basically make his decision on their advice without any repercussions whatsoever, because they're not accountable to you and I at all. And as a consequence, they are an extremely dangerous move. In fact, it's been pointed out, and I think you're going to probably see a lawsuit before long challenging Obama's constitutional ability to name all these czars without any kind of checks and balances by the U.S. Congress or even our court systems. So it's going to be a very interesting thing, but they are extremely dangerous. And if you take Van Jones as an example, the Green Czar, he basically wants to redo the entire U.S. economy to make it green. He's said that on numerous occasions. He has proclaimed himself to be an avowed radical communist. I mean, those are his words, not our words. You name it, he has basically said that he is going to change everything about our economy, and as a consequence, and everything that he's talked about, at least, won't work. I mean, it's just been proven in the past. It won't work. It's ideology at its rawest. And to have Obama using him as an advisor, he has got to be the last person on earth that should be advising the President of the United States. This guy is a real whack case. It's just beyond the pale. It's beyond anything I could even describe over a radio how bad this person is. And many of his other so-called czars are as equally bad, if not as, well, I'm going to say equally as bad, because I don't think there could be anybody as bad, any worse than Van Jones was. So,
well, Mr.
problem
Holdren,
that
Mr. Holdren, or Dr. Holdren,
Holdren scares me to death. He always has. I've followed this guy's career for decades. He is an a population bomb contributor. He believes that we ought to reduce the human population by half at least. He's a big fan of euthanasia. He basically wants to sterilize the population through the water supply. I mean, he's written about this. Whether he would do it, in fact, is a different story. But the fact he even think along those lines is utterly terrifying, to have
now,
someone in the position he's in.
He's the scientific council, isn't he? The scientific czar?
Right. And he is about as anti-science as you can get. I don't know of anybody that I have ever read about in the past, let alone met, that could be more anti-science than Holdren. Holdren is basically a touchy-feely person. It's his feelings that determine whether or not something is true, not science. It never has been science, the scientific method and so forth. It's always been what his opinion on it is the truth. Science be damned. And
now,
here he is.
In order to back up what you're saying, there are writings of his that are absolutely shocking. Now, it's my understanding he had a paper in The Lancet earlier in 2009, and that would be just so surprising to most folks of his particular ideology and philosophy. Also, the book that he wrote early on, maybe 10 years ago, is that right?
Where about you 15 have years ago, I think it was.
Uh-huh. Actual statements.
Right.
He's not keeping anything a secret.
Well, none of these people are. Their views are well known. They're down on either on video or in print. And Obama said during the campaign, look who I associate with. Look who I go to for advice and so forth. And he surrounded himself with these unbelievably liberal, I didn't even describe it. They're outrageous. Some of them are actually racist people that just, if they were a conservative bent, you would see the New York Times just come unglued over this. And what was really shocking to me, you know, that we know that the media has become extremely biased. I don't think there's anybody that would not say that. What I didn't realize was that they're no longer journalists at all. They're basically outlets of propaganda for the Obama administration. And when all this information was coming out about Van Jones over the last 3 or 4 weeks, the number of conservative newspapers, online newspapers, and so forth, Glenn Beck, and many of these were talking about and showing the audience's videos, or at least describing the terminology and so forth in the written word, if it was an online newspaper. One of the things that really shocked me with the realization Sunday when it came out finally that he resigned is that there was no mainstream media, none, that had even printed a word or said a word on television in the news broadcast about Van Jones up until Friday before he resigned. And then it was really over trivial types of things. These media outlets protected him. And if you were to get your news from CBS or especially NBC or ABC or CNN or Headline News or anything like that, you would have never known about what was going on with Van Jones. You would have never, it would have been blindsided you, and you'd say, what in the world is happening now when he finally resigned? And you'd say, oh, ho-hum, he's just, you know, he'd been bad-mouthed by a bunch of conservative press and so forth, and go on your merry way thinking it was a setup job and that he was hounded out of his position unreasonably by the conservative press, when in fact it was his own words that destroyed him.
And I guess the idea, the concept, the amazing technology of YouTube and the videos on your television, on your computer monitor, have great impact. And maybe folks just didn't realize that it could go so fast and far wide in such a short time. But when you see the actual candidate, Van Jones, candidate for his office, I'm speaking in terms of, or being in office with that kind of access to the President of the United States, and you see his willingness to speak as he did, handle himself in such a manner, it was there. It was an indictment. You couldn't go back from that. And also the same thing is true of Holdren. And of course, we know that some of the other members of that grouping, I'll call it a shadow government grouping, they shouldn't be there. They truly shouldn't. There is no constitutional story that says, oh, yes, you can create all of this. And the pay, I saw some lists of pay. One was $170,000 a year, and then most of them said that information is not available to the public.
It's just we're running a criminal organization. That's the only thing it can come down to. We've taken the Chicago Mafia and put it in the White House. I think, very generous on my part describing what is happening right now. It is unbelievable. I could not have imagined prior to his election. I knew Obama would be bad news. I knew it would be horrible while he was in office. I had no concept that it would be as bad as it is. I mean, it is way, way beyond the pale. And yet almost 50% of the American people think he's doing a good job.
That is true. And is it that they have a lack of knowledge as to the actual workings that are going on, the inner workings? Are they turning their back away from an individual in the office of president being able to say and get away with it that I'm going to take care of the coal industry that's over 40% of the energy of a nation? And does that individual who can accept that statement and Obama saying it not realize that energy, ladies and gentlemen, is how the world goes around? Your life revolves? Do they not know that?
You know, I'm coming to rapidly to the conclusion that a liberal mindset, and I'm talking about a radical liberal mindset, I'm not talking about, in fact, pure liberalism is where we all should be. Unfortunately, the word has been changed and means something totally different now, but nonetheless, a radical liberal, progressive, I don't know that they can really see what they're trying to do. I think that they just think because that's the way I want it, it's going to happen, and I can wave my magic wand, and then all of a sudden, the health care plan will pay for itself, the energy plan will pay for itself, all of these things will be taken care of, because anybody with an ounce of rational ability and looking at having a history, basic history understanding, would realize that what they're proposing, it just cannot work. It literally cannot work. And for them to be able to think that, you know, they've got to give the unions all the power, that's what Obama's doing right now, and it will be our demise. I'm not saying that unions are bad. I think they have their place. But at the same time, they are about as single-minded and as about as biased as you can get, because they're only interested in themselves. And it's, if they have the legislation that they were considering, where all they have to do is get a majority saying they want a union and they can have it.
Yeah,
card check.
Exactly. You bet. A lot of empowerment there for you. We'll go to break here. We'll be right back.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary, activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Us should be at the max on investigating everyone in this created czar forum. It should be, you know, a blitz, so to speak, all across the nation. An investigative reporter challenged that. Can you believe the New York Times not being in on this story until he resigned? That's the story of America and how we are kept from things we need to know. Dr. Kaufman, if you'll give out where you can be contacted, where people can get your product, your essays, your DVDs that might be helpful to them, And in addition, do you have any kind of a projection on the Senate and its activity? Do you think that'll be delayed with the health bill taking precedence? Any kind of comment on that? And our time is just about up. Thank you so much.
Okay. Our the basic website right now is no cap and trade, all one word, the word and is spelled out, nocapandtrade.us for the United States, nocapandtrade.us. There you're going to find a plethora of information as to why global warming is not happening, why we should not pass this cap and trade legislation, including the DVDs, Emerging Science and Global Warming or Global Governance. Our main website is discerningtoday.org. Now, if you got either one of the two DVDs, Global Warming, Emerging Science and Understanding, or Global Warming, Global Governance, we will give you a what's called a Skeptic's Handbook that goes right along with it, something you can take with you and show people, because they're very abbreviated comments and so forth that really are very dynamic and showing that global warming cannot be caused by man. We also have, as of today, a global warming fact sheet, which is about a 4x6 inch postcard size glossy thing that you can hand out that just is dynamite as far as proving and showing that man cannot be causing global warming. So if you get one of these DVDs, you'll get all this other stuff as well, and hopefully we'll be beginning to start turning the tide. As far as the Senate is concerned, I hope that it does not come up until November. We're producing a series of DVD, little short YouTube videos that are going to be on our nocapandtrade.us site as well as YouTube, that really show very clearly that man cannot be causing global warming, and hopefully those will be go viral and be really start informing the American people as to the fact that this whole thing is literally ridiculous.
Well, that sounds like a lot of momentum, and hopefully people can go to nocapandtrade.us, get the information they need, and get it out among their friends and family. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think America's going to wake up, or are we going to be too sleepy and slow and descend to third world status?
Well, I'm praying and hoping that what we're seeing with the health care plan, the energy and so forth that has risen during that, will be transferred to the no cap or the cap and trade legislation when it finally does hit the Senate. We're doing everything we can to energize the American people to start fighting this and calling their senators and so forth. Not only calling your senators, but writing op-eds, little 250-word op-eds, saying that your senators are going to vote for this and it's horrifying. Give them a couple factual points in that 250 words. Be nice or you won't get it printed. But to say that the whole thing is extremely expensive, we'll give you all that information on the No Cap and Trade website, that you can pick off and choose what you want to do and just embarrass the heck out of your senators if they're for this bill.
All right. You've given us some good ideas and great information. I hope you have a glorious day. We must enjoy life along with doing our work. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. It's my pleasure to have spoken with you, Dr. Michael Coleman. Go to the website, nocapandtrade.us. You won't be sorry. We'll be back tomorrow.
With recent